Well, Tony, you must be delighted. Another terrific result today.
Yeah, it was a really hard-fought performance and hard-fought 3 points, and you expect that at Burnley. You know, that even last year when we came here, they put us under a lot of pressure. They do that. You know, they have a way of playing which I think is very, very good. And they, you know, they play well. You know, they've got players who suit that system, and you know, they put you under lots and lots of pressure.
Mixed day for Hal Robson-Kanu in the end. Scores a tremendous goal, great strength, but then gets sent off.
Yeah, I haven't seen the incident, and I'll wait, you know, until everything cools down before I see it, and then I don't want to say anything I shouldn't say. And if the referee's got it right, then fair play to Martin.
What about the finish, though, for his goal?
No, I thought he was brilliant. I think, you know, Phillips did well, and then his first touch and then his second touch were absolutely fantastic. He set it up, and great finish.
Another very good team performance as well, wasn't it, defensively particularly?
They've worked really hard. They, you know, the group, when you think that we lost Yak yesterday with a hamstring injury, you know, and how many players we're missing. Like I say, you look at the bench, we've had four kids on the, you know, one on the pitch and the three off it. We'll be the only team in the Premiership who's got that situation.
It was another debut, his fourth club. Gareth Barry just comes in and he, you know, at the end you could see the effect.
The last 20 minutes, 25 minutes when Burnley put us under the cosh, he was absolutely fantastic. I once was asked by a chairman, you know, Jerry Taggart was with me at Stoke, and a chairman, Icelandic chairman or owner, said to me, "That Taggart's a lucky lad. Every time the ball goes in the box, seems to hit him on the head." And I said to him, "It's not luck, that's experience." And you've seen that from Gareth again today.
It's particularly with Robson-Kanu getting sent off. That was the point that you need players like that, because at the end, Burnley throwing everything at you and he's making clearances right at the back at the end.
Yeah, he's not the only one. I thought, again, Big Agassi and Dawson were absolutely fantastic in the middle of the back four. They defended really, really well. And, you know, we have to, you know, bring players in that are going to improve us and give us competition. And that's what we need.
You say you need bodies, you need more players coming in. Are you expecting to bring more in then before the end of the window?
Yeah, but they have to be better than what we've got. That's the most important thing. In years gone by, this club has signed a lot of players who have just been signed, I think, just for the sake of filling spaces. We can't do that, and we mustn't do that. Even if it's a smaller squad, we've got to have quality, and we've got to have people who are going to improve the team, not people who are just going to join the back of the animal and take a ride.
Do you think you'll still have Johnny Evans come 1st of September?
Well, I hope so. Everybody at the football club hopes that Johnny will stay. We'll have to wait and see.